Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of Rural Richland Center, died November 7th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live-streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Friday from 4 until 6:45 with a rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Keysville Saturday from 10 to 11 with a rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of Rural Richland Center. John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center, died October 31st at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Point Cemetery Sunday at 4. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center. William P. Billy Bunce, 86, of Woodman, died November 26, 2023, at home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Home Agains in Mount Hope. Monty Berger will supply live music. William P. Billy Bunce, 86, of Woodman. Robert Frank Dobson, 80, of Muscadet, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 23rd, from 1 until 3 with a time of sharing at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Frank Dobson, 80, of Muscadet.